Okay, so to Makut Maran, to our test, so to Ice Gimel. So a little bit of a break last week, so we'll get back into the Hemshech. So Rav Nachman over here in Torah Tess, what he's been talking about was basically davening being seen as a kind of a rejuvenating experience. Davening, he was talking about this, that davening has an ability to be mechadesh one's chiyas, that you sort of, your neshama through davening is able to return to its shayrish and to like recharge itself almost. As we spoke about different, the 12 different, the schayis of davening, corresponding to the 12 shvatim, similar to Kriyas Yamsuf. That's what we've been discussing that. So now Rav Nachman in Ice Gimel begins to take the Torah to make it a little bit more practical, down to earth. How does one experience a davening in such a way that it's rejuvenating, that it returns them to their shayrish? So that's what we're seeing in Ice Gimel right now. So he says like this, Aval kishadim oymi lispalo. So the issue is davening is supposed to be like that, but the problem is it doesn't always feel that way. Kishadim oymi lispalo, a person stands to daven. Azay bay machshav ezaris uklipas umisavim oysay. So the Yetzirah, you know, the Gemara says, for example, that when Eliyahu Navi comes to a city, so dogs begin to bark. So one of the great signs of how you know whether, you know, the Yetzirah often is the first one that picks up on a potentially good matziv. And then we're the second ones to know about it. So when a person stands to daven, so all of a sudden the Yetzirah and Bilbulim and Machshavas come to distract the person, which before davening you weren't thinking about. That's only a siman that the davening has great potential. And this is exactly what the Yetzirah is picking up on and trying to disturb that process. So a person stands to daven, and all of a sudden, machshav azaris, and things come to a person. And the person is stuck in darkness. Ven yochel espal, can't daven because of all the babulim. Like it says in pasuk, that in Megillas Eichot, that the Navi describes that Hashem, that Hashem, you've placed like a cloud before you to stop my tefillos from coming. So obviously that's a mushel, but the description of that is like a cloud. That lack of clarity, you know, when the pasuk describes the sky without any clouds, it's called Tayar Harakia, which means the transparency. Things are clear; it goes straight through. There's no confusion. There's no blockage. So that Sakaisa Banan Lachma Vartila corresponds to a person's state of mind where there's bulim and there's no clarity. They can't take one thought from the beginning to the end. It gets blocked in the middle by some distraction. Uksiv Savar Rishayim Yisaylechon, where it says Savar Rishayim Yisaylechon, that around the way he's teaching it, Shar Rishayim, Hainu HaKlipis, Mesavim Yisay, Savar Rishayim Yisaylechon, that by davening, whenever a person's trying to do good things, but specifically davening, Savar Rishayim Yisaylechon, that around it, it's surrounded by Rishayim, surrounded by Klipis, Mesavim Yisay, and Krum Zulus, and Hainu B'Shas Tefillah, that's the end of the pasuk. Krum Zulus of Ne'adam, that you know, we have to call out. At a time of calling out, that's when the Rishayim surround. Hainu B'Shas Tefillah, that's a reference to davening. She'emed this Brumah Shel Olam, the Gemara says in Brachas, that stands at the pinnacle of the universe. So Dafka, at that moment, when a person's standing to daven, that's when the Eitzahar begins to be mevabel a person. Now, what's interesting is, Rav Nachman is now going to give us an Eitzah about how to deal with, you know, with this phenomenon of machshav azaris and bulbulim that come by davening. But what's interesting is not only is this an eitzah how to get rid of that particular, you know, mania of machshav azaris, but it's also the key in order to get davening to become the greatest and most essential experience, which is to rejuvenate one's chiyas. So this is the irony of all ironies, is that the Yetzirah is trying to stop us from davening. And so the person's thinking, okay, halavai, I should just like get the words out, you know. But the Eitzah to get over that mani of Machshav Azaris actually propels you to the Spitz, the highest, most essential level of davening. And that's in truth what the Eitzah is for. That's really what the Eitzah is about, is to bring out Koiches HaNefesh and to like sort of propel you to Madregas that otherwise you wouldn't be able to get there. So it's when Hashem created the world, and you know, V'yarlikim is called Sharasavini Taiv Ma'id. So it's famously Chazal say Taiv Ma'id Zay Yitzhara. So why is the Yitzhara Taiv Ma'id? So there's many different interpretations, but one is this Nakud, is that the Yitzhara in its root is an unbelievable force to propel a person you know, like Lamal, we say they're shtalshlus, like to go beyond the normal process of step one, step. Like, now, there's the Yetzer, one of the essential differences between the Yetzer and Yetzer Tov. We've spoken about this many times. The Yetzer Tov is a very good boy, right? The Yetzer Tov is very systematic, very plotting. You know, you can't go to three unless you first go to two. You know what I mean? And you have to one, two, three. That's the way to go. The Yetzer Hara, and usually that mahalach brings a person to good things, because if you plot it out and al pi seichel, so al pi seichel, person does good things. The Yetzer Hara is not al pi seichel, so the Yetzer Hara doesn't go in the normal way of operating. Doesn't want to allow us to operate in that normal way of seder. So in its underdeveloped state, that's a terrible chaos. But in its root, and ultimately, after everything is masukin, that kayach of the Yetzer Hara, which is not to go in a normal order, actually is tapping into a very deep place, which doesn't necessarily buy in to that requirement of getting to three only because you went to one and two first. That, you know, of being able to skip steps, of the medali dilugim, of mamish jumping, l'malam yisei der shalashos, above that normal order, which therefore when a person, and ultimately that's the Yetzer Hara that's the Tov Ma'id. What does Ma'id mean? Ma'id means very, right? So what I mean. Ma'id is a word when things are normal and plotted and like sort of you can tell what the next step is. It's not Ma'id. It's not Ma'id. It's not Shah. Ma'id is something happens like, whoa, I didn't, like, unexpected. Shalei ke'erach. Something that's disproportionate from what you expected until now. So Toiv Ma'id means that the Yetzer Hara in its root brings a person to that place of Toiv, but in a way of Ma'id. In a way that's Shalei ke'erach, in a way that's not the normal process. It's breaking those boundaries. And when it's underdeveloped, it's breaking boundaries, it's Paretz Gidrei Shel Olam, in a destructive way. But when it's in a productive way, then it's Paretz Gidrei Shel Olam, the Gedder of the world that should be broken ultimately, is the very definition of Gvul. That's what we've been speaking about the entire Torah until now, is that Rav Nachman, the Oymik, one level of Oymik that Rav Nachman was talking about, is that the Avoid of Davening in its root is to return Nishmas Yisrael to its ultimate Shoresh, which is before the Metzias of Gvul. And everything besides Nishmas Yisrael, when it breaks that boundary, when it returns to sort of Ein Sof, to that place of Bli Gvul, then it loses its identity. It doesn't, because it can't exist, because everything besides Nishmas Yisrael is fundamentally Gvul. But Nishmas Yisrael, we're comfortable in Ein Sof. We're comfortable in that environment. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was Nimlach B'Nishmasim Shei Yisrael to create a world. So it means that Nishmas Yisrael is rooted in Bli Gvul, and ultimately that's our Shirish. So the essence of Davening, that's what he's been talking about, that the ultimate Shirish, the ultimate essence of Davening is to return the Neshama to that ultimate Shirish, which is Mamish Bli Gvul. And therefore, ironically, the whole in of Davening is to tap into that Nekud of Tov Ma'id, because there's nothing that's in the normal world of Gvul that will eventually bring you to Bli Gvul. The only way to break that boundary is to embrace the kayach of the Yetzer Hara, which is to be pirates Gidrei Shel Olam, which is to break boundaries. The Yetzer Tov colors within the lines. So there's no, as much coloring in the lines as you could possibly do, you're never going to get to Ein Sof, right? That doesn't work, because it's all within the lines. The answer is to get to Ein Sof, you have to embrace that nekuda of Tov Ma'id. So therefore, dafka by davening, that's when the Yetzer Hara attacks a person, more than anything else. And specifically in this way of Machshav Azaris, what's Machshav Azaris? One thought completely randomly coming into another thought without Seder, without any Seichel, without any guiding force. And that's exactly why. So on the one end, Chitzayni is to distract you from Davening. But in Pnimius, Adaraba, that these are the ingredients that you need in order for Davening to take a person to that highest level of holy chaos. That's what Davening... think about it. You know, it says in Pasuk, "Ki beisi beis tefila," right? That beis hamikdash is the place of tefila. So the Gemara says in Yuma that I mentioned this before once, that maybe more than once. It's hard to keep track. So the Gemara says in Yuma, when they would every day they would have to make gyrels, you know, amongst the kahanim in order to figure out, you know, who's doing the avoid. There's a lot of kahanim. So the Gemara says that they would have a girl, you know, in the morning for a certain inyanim, later in the day, and so on. So ask the Gemara in Yuma, why not do everything in the morning? Whatever needs to be done that day. Let's make one big girl in the morning and take it off. Yes, it says the Gemara, no, because we want, Chas v'Shalom, there should be a moment in the Beis HaMikdash where there's no tumult, right? We want there to be tumult in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, that's a very strange thing. With tumult in the Beis HaMikdash, everything should be mesoder, no? It should be, you know, when we think of, you know, it's like, when you think of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a certain segment of the population that are hoping for the Beis HaMikdash to be more of like a Yekesha Beis Knesses, you know? Turns out it'll be like a Chassidish Shtib. You want it to be like tumult and Balagan. That's what you want for Beis HaMikdash. The answer is, yeah, the Beis HaMikdash is based tefillah. The inn of tefillah is holy tumult. It's toiv ma'oid. Ma'oid kite means things that are bouncing off the walls, you know? So obviously it's mesudah, we're talking about kahana, everything has to be, that's the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. On the one hand, the control of machshava that the kahanim had to have, right? Because we know, like the Mishnah says in Tzvachim, that if there was one wrong thought that they had, and you know what it is, if you're whole, you know, if you're training, like this carbon, only think chatas, you know, you think for a second that this should be an oila, it's possible. So what's the first thing you're going to be thinking about? Oila, right? So the kahanim have to be very, very in control of their thoughts. So at the one hand, it's very mesoder. And so, for our Yekesha friends, they'll be happy, and Pnimius, the Machshavas, will be Mamish Mesoder. But on the outside is Balagan going on, right? So that itself, that Tziruf, that Yichud of Seder and Shaloike Seder, of Tikkun and Toyu, at the same time, is the site of what Tefillah in its highest level really is, which is returning the Neshama, which is Tikkun, which is Mesoder, as it is in post-creation, but returning it to that state of pre-creation where it's able to experience in a mesodic way the unbelievable chaos of being infinite. And so that's what tefillah is. So it's davke at davening that the yitzara comes with machshavas, bulbulim, and machshavas, sav risham yiseleichon. That's why saviv is, again, is a makif. It's bechinas b'li gavul. A circle is like that. It goes around and around and around. It doesn't have an end. But it's davke there. So it's not the pshat that the yitzara comes davke to stop. It does come davke to stop davening, but ultimately, everything is there to be used as a tool. So it's telling you. It's like the dogs barking when Eliyahu comes to the city. It's telling you something. So that's what Nachman is going to say right now, that the same strategy that's needed to overcome the Yetzara is the strategy needed to propel davening to its shirish, and then the Yetzara turns into a tool to get to that place. So what is that strategy? Well, there is such a thing. You know, I've mentioned this before from the Taras Chacham that there's a certain level. You know, the in the Ari HaKadosh, the highest level. What you're going, every mitzvah, every, you know, it's all leading to a yichud. So the highest level of yichud is when, whatever this means, I'm just saying the words, but the yichud of kutcher b'chus shchinte, when they're shava b'shava, right? When they're of the same height, shnei mishtamshim b'keser echad. So famously, the Ari HaKadosh writes in Eitz Chaim that that level of shava b'shava will only be attained l'asad lavai. But there's a chiddush from the Taras Chacham that's only true when you're dealing with a higher developed kutcher b'chus shchinte, which is called Yisrael and Leia, which is the side of the aspect of the neshama of Zachar Nekeva that you're operating with on Shabbos and Yontif and so on. But there's a lower level that's called Yaakov and Rachel. Yaakov and Rachel is a level of Kutcha Bruchu Shchinte within the neshama that you're operating with during the 6 days of the week. Ironically, that level of Yaakov and Rachel can reach Shavah B'Shavah during the 6 days of the week, whereas Yisrael and Leah could only reach that level La'asad Lava. So there's a number of times where this happens, but Befrat Mincha Erev Shabbos, that's when it's Yaakov and Rachel Shav B'Shav. So there's such a nekuda over there that which is the lower Madrega can to a certain degree reach a higher Shlemus than the higher Madrega, again the Fierach relative to its Madrega. And that's because, so you'd say it's ironic, you say, wait a minute, how could it reach a level of Shlemus of absolute equilibrium, like equality between Rachel and Leah? Yaakov and Rachel is lower, which means is more susceptible to the Yetzar and Klipas. The answer is Hagufa. What does it mean, Kutcher B'chus Shchinte, to be even? What does it mean? It means B'li Gavul. Because the world is created from the system. So the a system of gvul means that the receiver is not as great as the mashpia. And that creates, that's the bedrock for a system of finite. What does finite mean? Finite means there's a definitive beginning and there's a definitive end. There's a clear mashpia and there's a clear makabel. So, and the disconnect between the two, the hierarchy that exists between the mashpia and the makabel, that results in the world of gvul. So the whole idea, that's why the Levana was the Mekatrig. How could Shnei Melachim Mishtamish B'Kasar Echad? You're asking me to create to be part of a world of Gvul, and you're telling me Mashpi Makabal on the same footing. It's an impossibility. It's an impossibility. Gvul means Mashpia is beginning, and Makabal is end. So they can't be of the same level. It's an impossibility. That's what the world of Gvul means. So ironically, it's Yaakov and Rachel, right, that actually reach, even during the 6 days of the week, a level of absolute shleimus, which is a bechina of bli gvul. Yaakov and Rochel are the part of the neshama that's susceptible to the Yetzer. The answer is exactly. That's exactly why they're able to reach shleimus, because the Yetzer is the toiv ma'id. That's the Yetzer is. So that to a certain degree, there is a shleimus of Yaakov over Yisrael in that way. All right, so let's go. So what's the Yetzer? So he says like this, Vidas, so you should know, Sheyesh psochem harbei, There are doors, there are openings in that choshech to leave from. So the person's in davening and they're surrounded by choshech and bulbulim, the yitzar, the dogs are barking. So there's an eitzah. There are doorways, there are exits from that place of choshech. Like Chazal say, habola tame poischin loy. So the lashon of poischin loy means yeshle psachim harbe. It means poischim. Lashon rab. There's many different doorways. There are doorways to exit this chayshech, but the problem is of adam hu iver again. So it's interesting. He doesn't tell us, like again, what is the doorway? He can't. The Rav Nachman can't say what the doorway is because the actual doorway is Ein Sof. The doorway is to redefine the experience of the Yetzara into holy toyu and. Or in Chassidus, the lashon is Iris the Toyu v'Kelim the Tikkun, the light of chaos in the vessels of structure of Tikkun of orderliness. That so Nachman can't describe what the Pesach is. The Pesach is Ein Sof. The Pesach is returning back to. And also, you're not letting me say it. The Pesach is the Yitzhara is Toiv Moed. You can't even say it, right? So he says, but the person is blind. Then you say a Pesach and can't find the Pesach. So what Nachman now does is that he tells us how to find the door. But the truth is, how to find the door is also the door itself. You'll see. He says, but you should know, through honesty, you could find the door. Through honesty, you could find the door. Ki ikar or hameir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the ultimate light that the Choshech is trying to block is Hashem Himself. K'may shekasav Hashem or v'yishi. Vayde sheker hu masalik es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And falsehood removes Hashem. K'may shekasav lesisa shem Hashem lashav. You want to, if a person, you know, lesisa shem Hashem, to lift up Hashem's nose, that Hashem should go back up, you know, instead of remaining with us, lashav. So if there's nothingness, if there's sheker, okay, they shav masalik es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki doiver shkar, and Pasuk says, words that are, the person speaks dishonest words, that person can't reside in front of my eyes. So Hashem is the light, which the Choshech is trying to block. And Hashem, in order to experience Hashem, one needs emes. Avayde emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoichen Imay. Through honesty, through truth, the Rabbanu Shalom resides by a person. K'may shekasav karav Hashem l'chol karav, l'chol asher yikru be'emes. And if Hashem is with you through emes, Hashem illuminates the person. How to leave the darkness? Ironically, it's interesting to leave the darkness if there's light and there's no darkness automatically. That's what I'm saying. He's hinting to the fact that this eitzah of emes is not just an eitzah to get out of choshech. It is the doorway. That's in itself. If a person's stuck in darkness, when a person's in a dark room, the eitzah to get out of the dark room is not to turn the light. Turn light is not a dark room anymore, right? So this eitz of speaking words of truth, he's describing a kilu. It's how to get out of get out of the machshava zaris. And it is. It does get a person out of the machshava zaris. But ultimately, it's not only an eitzah to begin to daven. It is the essence of davening itself. Karav Hashem l'chol, karav l'chol asher yikru b'emes. So emes is not just a way to alleviate the attack from the Yetzirah. That Eitzah, to get out of the Yetzirah, is itself the essence of the highest level of davening, which is Emes. That's the meaning of, well, we'll see about this in a moment, but he says that's what it says, Soyer Tas L'Teva, right? So it's a famous word from the Baal Shem, that Teva, by Noyach, Teva means a word, that means the words of davening, words of Torah. So it says, Soyer Tas L'Teva, you should make a Tsoyer for the Teva. What does it mean, a Tsoyer? For a source of light. Pirsh Rashi. So Rashi says Yesharim Chalayin, that some say it means a window. For Yesharim Evan Tov, and some say it was a precious stone. The Achilik Shavain Chalayin Levin Tov. So what's the difference between these two things? Ki Achalayin Ein Loi Arba Atzma. The obvious difference is that a window doesn't have its own light. El Derech Sham Nichnasar. It allows light in. Right. That's what a window is. Alva Gusha Ein Ar. If there's no light, Ein Meir. Then it doesn't illuminate. Aval Evan Tov. A precious stone. Even if there's no strong, you know, presence of light on the outside, it has its own illumination. So too, there's people like this. Some people, their words of davening is more compared. There is more of a window. They don't have the kaich necessarily to illuminate themselves. That's the means of it. Yesh Oimrim. There are those that say, you know, some people's davening is by Rasa Nasa Chaloyim, that their davening has to be window-like. The Yesh, and some people, Shami Rasa Nasa Evan Toif. And some people, their window, their davening has to be like an Evan Toif that illuminates within itself. So So when a person is surrounded by a Yetzihara and is locked in that Chayshech, then you don't have the luxury to just have your davening like a window, right? You don't have that luxury. There doesn't seem to be a light source coming from the outside. So there's one thing. So sometimes the machshavas are, you can sort of, you know, let me masada my thoughts. So when you're dealing, there's a great machlokes amongst the Talmid of Baal Shem. We know of an idea that the Baal Shem Tov talked about, which is when machshavas zaras come to a person, that there's an inyan of misakin them, of raising them up, right? Of embracing the machshavas zara, of embracing the negative thought, and sort of finding and incorporating it into one's avoda, into one's, let's say for davening, where's my davening over here? So a person's davening and a machshavas zara, let's say something. We'll give an example soon, but machshava zara comes to a person's mind. So the way Rav Nachman and the way we're saying is that's toiv ma'id. So there's an eitzah of incorporating that into your davening, of sort of trying to strip away the negativity of that machshava zara and embracing the core nekuda of the emotion it's trying to trigger and use that for davening. Right. So if a person is let's say it's a thought about stress, you know, a stressful thought about something in work. So the Baal Shem Tov said there's an eitz of incorporating into davening, because in its root, stress is Yerushalayim. Like not, in its root, it's Yira, right? Which can be harnessed for Yerushalayim. So that thought comes to you. Don't ignore it. Uplift it. Embrace it. Because that, and the Yerushalayim that now is generated in your davening through embracing that thought of stress is now going to be a toyu dika Yerushalayim. It will be a beligavul. It will be a toyv ma'id dika Yerushalayim. So that's what the Baal Shem Tov said. The question is practically. So amongst the Talmid of Baal Shem, this is a big machlokes about what to do. Like, is that practical for every yid? Is that not practical? So there's all different. There's different schools of thought. I mean, yeah, you know, one extreme. You know, you have one extreme. One extreme Beis Medrash would be, and there's a number of svarim that hold like this, which is that's a big madrega. That's a big madrega. In other words, that's what we're talking about. That's like that's something for a big tzaddik who's able to embrace such a thing, to be masakim machshava zaras. That's a big avoida if a person can do that. Tzaddik, there's other svarim that go in that approach. Then there's the opposite extreme, which is the kamarna. And many places in his writings he talks about this, which is Baal Shem Tov said it, it's for every yid. And that's the avodah. Every yid, any machshav comes to you during davening, adraba, that is a part of Ein Sof that's beckoning you. And it's just a matter of being malet, of embracing it, of trying to discern its root. What midah is it activating, and use that in avodah. And then there's the middle approach. The middle approach by many svarim is sort of, it's a tool the Baal Shem Tov revealed that has to be used only when necessary and only for certain types of machshavas. So for example, in the Tanya, in a number of places, he seems to be going with this approach, which is number one. First of all, you only do that, the first eitzah is ignore it. In other words, that's what that, the reason why I'm saying this is because this is the mashal, is that when a person's surrounded by choshech, so tzoyer tasla tevis, you need illumination. But what type of illumination do you need? So there's two eitzes. Sometimes you could rely on a window, and sometimes there's no crack, so you have to have an even type. So a window means, so what's the choshech? The choshech is machshav azaris and babum that come to a mind. So I have to get out of this choshech. I have to focus myself in davening. But so what do I do? So the answer is there any sliver of light coming in? In other words, am I able to, and that, could I use a window? In other words, can I just somehow just focus myself more? Maybe something as simple as opening the sitter and davening from inside and pointing with a finger. That could be the chaloin. So you can sort of remove the chayshech to a certain degree and just have that window. So if that's the eitzah, says, you know, many sperms say, fine, then do that. If, however, you're surrounded and there's no light coming in, then you have to have an even toiv, then you have to be meyer mibafnim, then you have to have a source of illumination from the inside, which is what Rav Nachman is talking about, is the nekudah of emes. And emes is, I'm stressed about work. That's the emes. And so you know what? I'm going to embrace that. And I'm going to talk to Hashem about that. Still now, I thought my davening was going to be about teichen yonim. I was going to daven for this and that. Evidently, it's not my avodah right now. I'm going to be emistic. Because if I daven about anything else, or not even daven, if I feel anything else besides this midah right now, it's not emes. And that's finding the even toiv, and that's the emes that davening can be. That's being mala, that machshav azara. Right? See what I'm saying? So that when necessary, and when there's no other Pesach, then adraba, then that's now the avodah. You embrace that machshava, and that now becomes your focal point in davening. Now again, there's another thing that the Svarim talk about, which is, again, you have to be careful with what this machshava is. I gave the example of stress at work, which is not a, it's not a machshava, it's not an avera to think that. That's just not healthy to be stressed. But then there's leisus v'achlevavchem v'achreinechem, then there's thoughts of machshavas that are not allowed, that you're not allowed to be thinking or consciously bring upon, right? Whether it be taivas that are isurim, or aminas and apikarsis, those are machshavas that, again, there's the Kamarna would say even that, you know, but the Batanya and most other schools would say no. Those machshavas that you're not trying to be malas, so. You know, usually when your mind is going to that places, it's easy to then, you know, there's probably also like stress about work over there. It usually comes with other machshavas too. So the other machshavas is what you turn into an even toiv, not necessarily, you know, the machshavas asuras that you don't do. But al kapanim, that's the nekuda Rav Nachman's talking about here. When that happens, then the davening. That's the most important thing, is to be emistic by davening. That's the most important thing. That's the definition of davening, of karv Hashem l'chol karv l'chol sheyikru b'emes. And when that happens, then that force of the Yetzirah, which was bilbul and crazy, becomes a force for good, and not only for little good, for toiv ma'ayit, because it returns the neshama mamish to its shayrish and Ein Sof. That's the Pesach. That's how you get there. Just for a little bit, I anticipated this paragraph, Baruch Hashem. So the Kamarna and Siv Mitzvah, we spoke about this once before. He talks about this nakud of being emes by davening. Again, the Kamarna is of the extreme that all machshavas, you know, every yid is able to be mala. But I'm not even about that nakuda. But this is in Akdoma to Nesiv Mitzvah. So it's just kedai to see this. So he says like this: emes. It's an ois tesvav in Akdama. Roy lispal hakol ala shchina bruchnias. the truth is, the way davening is supposed to be is that anything, anytime a person's davening, really where you're supposed to be davening for is the Shechina. That's really, even Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Nefesh HaChaim talks about this, that davening should be Letzarach Gavoya. Davening should be really, everything that we experience in this world that's deficient are just a canary in the coal mine. They're just an indicator that there's something, Chas V'Shalom, Kiviyachol, deficient in Gilui Shechin in the world. And that's really what we're supposed to be davening for. That's and that's the highest goal. And all sorts say, when a person davens for that, so it's Nena Miyad. There's a certain level of, you'll be answered right away to a certain degree. But says the Gemara, the im lepam misgaber hatzar. But if the tzar lolenu has increased, umargish behergish gadol hayisurin, and the pain, whatever it is that's down here, the canary, is being sensed very, very much. And you can't, it wouldn't be emistic if you're just davening for the Shechina, because the emes is that you want to, that it's down here that you want to fix. That's emes. So he says, Yispal be'emes al tzar shemargish, then don't daven for the Shechina. Then you daven for what's necessary down here. Then don't daven falsely. Don't daven falsely. The root of this is from Toldos Yaakov Yosef. They quote in the bottom of here in the notes that the Toldos Yaakov Yosef said like this. Where is it told us? This is in Parshas Kedoshim. So he says, Halev Yedei Amaris Nafshai. The heart knows its own inyanim. Shein kol itim shavis. Then not all times are the same. In other words, he's talking. The Toldos is talking about this idea of davening for the Shechina. But he says, Lamaisa, not all times are the same. Shem Chas V'Shalom Yesh L'Adam Eiz Tzar Gadol. If Chas V'Shalom person has a big tzar, utfilasei hu al atzmai, and he's davening, he's for himself. That's veinam esma libesh tzar zehu b'shchina. He's not. He doesn't have the meichin for that. So he says v'yoseh hay royalis bala avada. Everyone agrees that it'll be better to daven for the shchina. Kibimena pina v'yesed. Everything's coming from the shchina. That's the root of the tzaris anyway. So even just practically, right? If you want to fix the problem, you want to get to the source. So even practically, to fix your problem, you want to daven for the shchina. So the Toldos says, so the, if the person's like this, to daven for the Shechina, I don't have the meichin for that, because I want down here. But I know the trick. What's the trick? The trick is, I want to fix the problem down here, and I know the root of the problem is the Shechina. So what I'll do is like this. I'll daven for the Shechina anyway, because I know, but really what I want is the result down here. But I know that's the way to get it, is daven for the Shechina. So it says the Toldos, don't do that. Don't do that. If a person does that, im yoimer shu mispal al Shechina, if in your brain, I'm down for the Shechina, but really what your intention is to get the result down here. So he says, Uboichin Lev Hashem, Hu Hashem, Hayideya, She'ein Ze Emes. The Rabban Shul knows it's not Emes. Evshesh Chazor Nidcha Mikol. A person could be rejected from such a thing. Don't ever do that. Al Ken Yispal the Pshutai. Then you daven what your the Madrega that you're holding in Emes. Lefima Shehaadam, Hu Madrega Beisi. Whatever level you're holding at that time, that's how you daven. The main thing is that your mouth and your heart should be on the same page. That's the main thing. A person that speaks words of sheker is rejected from Hashem's presence. So that's what the Toldos says. You know, that's why, again, whatever, you know, you listen, you saw Kedoshim Haim, Yidin are simple, and there's certain tamimus and pshitas with this. But you know, the Gemara says, just as a, and I don't like saying negative things about people that are doing good things anyway, but just it's a good thing to sensitize ourselves to this. You know, the Gemara says that if a person needs something and their friend needs something, so if you're daven for your friend, then who nenet chilu, right? So, oh, I have an etzer, right? So I need help with something. My friend is up. I'll daven for you, daven for me. Pivotally by shoving. What your intention is, daven for yourself, then daven for yourself. Daven for yourself. Don't daven as a trick. That's not emistic. Emes is daven for yourself. If that's what you want. What the Gemara means is that if you be'emes are meiser nefesh and put yourself to the side and daven for your fin be'emes, then that's a gaval de gazach. If you care about the end of the Gemara, which is unen etchila, then that's not what the Gemara is talking about. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The kudas is emes. More than that, how sensitive emes is. The Kamarna in Neitzer Chesed, where is the quote over here in Parshas Balak? In Zarechai, the Kamarna goes so extreme with the sensitivity to emes, and it's a big yisoid. Again, it's by the Baal Shem Tov, it's a very, very big inyan, to be emistic, by davening in particular. So the Zohar Chai, he mentions that even if you're a very big tzaddik, like Moshe Rabbeinu Kliyam was a big tzaddik, even Moshe Rabbeinu, who's davening for the Shechina, he was so worried about maybe it's not emistic, that even Moshe Rabbeinu, whenever he davened, he would be makbid to say out loud that I'm not only davening for the Shechina. When Miriam, for example, Miriam has tzaras. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? So it's very short, and it was poil. Kel na rafa na la. So ask the Kamarna, and say, kel na, please Hashem, rafa na, please heal her. The normal, which should say, is kel na rafa la na, like please heal her, please. Why is the word la at the end? Listen to what he says. Again, in Neitzer Chesed, in Zohar Chaim, sorry. So he says, Alkein, I feel, because he says like this, Im yirtzu lispal b'dibur al ha-shechina, this is what he says the gedder that the Kamara says is like this. He says, if you're a big tzaddik and you have meichin, and you want to daven for the shechina, so make in your mind you could think shechina. But with your words, it's not good to say that you're davening for the shechina. He says, "Emir to lispal, but dibur al hashchina." And if you're of the level that you want to say that verbally, that the tefillah for the shechina, lo yom rebidibur shemispal rak al hashchina. Never do that. Never say verbally that you're only davening for the shechina. Ki emir by maat rotzin uchuk latzarach atzma, because there's even a slight part of you that also is davening for yourself, ozi enidch legamri. It'll be rejected. It'll be rejected. So, even if you're holding by meichin and you're davening for the shechina, only think it. But to verbalize it, if you're making, let's say, your own, like obviously, when you know, if you're diving from the sitter, you're saying the words of Chazal, there's no issue. I'm saying if you're making your own tefillah up, don't say words that you're diving for the Shechina. And if you are confident that you be'emes are, don't say, in the very least, don't say that you're only diving for the Shechina. He says, Al kin afilu Moshe Rabbeinu, kishe espal al chayse, when Moshe diving for his sister, Pirish, what he said was, Rabbanu Shalom of Rachaman, kel na rafa. It was two tefillahs. First he says, Kel na rafa, which is a reference to the Shechina, Tokai al Shechina. Rafa shavarei akimata, Hashem please heal the sickness of the Shechina. And then he said that Kel na rafa na, that's the tefillah for the Shechina, and also la, and also for my sister. V'oidani mispal mavakish la, I'm also davening for Miriam. Shetisrapi gam Miriam achaisi. Kani margish gam sar gadol b'zeh. I also feel the pain of his own sister. Umi shemira, so that's what he says. So even a Moshe Rabbeinu, has to be extra sensitive. That's what he says in the bottom. Ubedibur lo yedaber klal, and to really the best thing is he says when you're verbalizing davening, not to speak out verbally that you're davening for the Shechina. And loyshu tzadik and Moshe Rabbeinu, unless you're able to claim the title of being a tzadik like Moshe, then you can verbalize davening for the Shechina. But even a tzadik like Moshe would then say, but I'm also davening for my sister. So you see how sensitive this nekuda is to be emistic. But again, the way, in the sermon that we've been quoting, told us Yaakov Yosef, the Kamaran, and so on, the focal is because if it's not emes, then the person can be the tefillah can be rejected. And Rav Nachman, what we're saying is it's not that certainly that's the negative side of it, that if it's not emes, it could be. But there's also only one maila in davening being emes, because when it's really emes lamitai, that's the nekuda of etzem. That's embracing the part. And the avoid of being emes is because there's a part of me which is small and tiny and yitzharadik and toyudik and chaos and all over the place. And I'm embracing that, and I'm davening from that space. When you daven from that space, then katnus, again, smallness, yitzhara, ironically is in truth deeply rooted in Ein Sof, in infinity. Because again, godless means when a person, again, is doing things kiseder and masuda, that's called godless. That's a gadol. A gadol means, like kids are all over the place, right? A gadol means that they're seder. But a katan means yetzara, right? The Chazal say that a child doesn't have a yetzer toif. A child does have, by 13, by a bar bas mitzvah and so on, that's the yetzer toif comes in. So katnus means yetzara. So when you daven from katnus, which is when davening be'emes is an avoida, right? When you're holding by Moshe Rabbeinu and you're davening for the Shechina, so it is truth, but it's not an avoida of emes. Obviously, that's the avoida of emes is when you're in a state of katnus and you daven from katnus. And then not only does it become the Eitzah to get it, not only does it become the way how otherwise your tefillah will be rejected, but it becomes the source of davening in a way that connects you to Ein Sof, to mamish propel you to that place of atzmius. That's the highest level of davening. So this is the irony of it. That is dafka from davening and embracing the katnus, which is the avoid the davening bemes, that's ultimately the ultimate root of where davening can take a yid. So that's the ikr of davish kum, you can night to be emistic and to be honest. It's good in davening, it's good interpersonal relationships too. Being emistic is always good. All right, shkayach.